When the red, red robin comes bob-bob-bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And boy, we're kind of at the midway through July mark already this summer. I can't believe that. We do have a very pleasant, mild, sunny Sunday morning going on here in the Great Pacific Northwest. A little few high clouds, but summer is kind of yet to arrive. And I think that's because we made up for it last year. We had like four summers altogether. It was so hot and dry. I prefer this weather. And across the desk from me, as always, is Animal World production engineer Mike Roberge. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And I understand the weather could change a little bit later in the day today, though.
Yeah, we might get a little thunderstorm activity. Yeah. Should be fairly isolated and closer to the foothills, I would think.
Yeah, well, that's good, and it's really nice out there this morning, and I understand the weather is supposed to improve as the week goes on and get nicer later on.
Yeah, right? It'll warm up by next weekend. We could be in the upper 70s, maybe lower 80s, which for us is good.
And that might be summer. Yeah, summer might be here. All righty, we've got last minute changes here on the show because our head call screener, Kathy Southwick, is not here today. She decided last evening that she would like to take the day off, so she's not here. And so I was expecting it to just be me and Mike because our latest addition to the Animal World family of call screeners, Trina, was not supposed to be here today, but she came in because her plans changed. So good morning, Trina.
Good morning to you, and good morning, Mike.
And so it's nice to have you here. And the good news is, with Kathy not here, it's not going to be a busy day on the phone, so you don't have to panic. And if for some reason during the show you do call in, just be patient with Trina because this is her first solo flight here as the only call screener in the studio today. And speaking of today, let you know what's going on. We are going to start with this first hour. Is primarily you get to listen to me through most of the hour. I mean, we will start, as we officially do, with our St. Francis prayers and peace and harmony affirmations. And then I have a little bit of follow-up and some news. I've got one probable recall to tell you about. I'll explain that when I get there. And then I'm going to focus this hour, kind of my feature, as I've been promising you for a few weeks, to share with you the whole incredible Dr. Pohl story. Who's the incredible Dr. Pohl is the name of the show on the Nat Geo channel. Of the great, country vet that's been on now, I think, for a few years. Anyway, there a real issue has come up around that and has consequently created some concern on my part for some of the other television vets, especially our beloved Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain vet in Colorado, who's on Animal Planet. And anyway, so I'm going to tell you all about that. And then we're going to work current events into this hour. So we'll do that towards the end of this hour. And then shortly after 10, once we get the second hour fired up, we're going to welcome back to Animal World. It's been a very, very long time, a lot of years. In fact, I don't think she hasn't been on while you've been with us, Mike. And you've been our production engineer for quite a while now. I don't even remember how many years it's been. Do you know how many years it's been that we've been doing Animal World together?
3 or 4.
Yeah, at least.
Somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere like that. So, but Janice Gianforte, she is the president of NuPro Supplements. She will be joining us starting in the next hour. And I have to say that over the years, she is definitely one of the best talkers and storytellers we've ever had on the air. So I'm really looking forward to catching up with Janice, because it's been a number of years that she hasn't been available to us. But now that she is, I've got some great stories to tell you already about the NuPro supplements and what's going on at my house with them. And they've got a relatively new supplement that's new to us here on Animal World that we're going to tell you about. And catch up, because it's been so long that I know a lot of you listeners that have only joined us within the last few years here have never met Janice before or heard about the phenomenal NuPro products. So we'll be talking about those for the rest of the show. And I guess we can... I told you that current events is going to be in this hour, and I think that's all I need to tell you. So let's go ahead and get official and start the show. And we do that each week by honoring the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And then we do the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative, which is definitely needed at this time. So we're going to start with, I have a couple little Saint Francis prayers, a little one, a short one here for the animals, and a longer one for us humans, because we need a little more help. And let's see, we will start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us humans, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om peace. Amen. All righty, we are good there. And now, if you're joining us for the first time or aren't here to start the show each week, so you don't know about this, we also do the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. This was started some time ago by the directors of the Ananda Institute for Living Yoga and the Ananda Worldwide. And it is kind of a tweaked version of Paramahansa Yogananda's Peace and Harmony Prayer. We do a series of affirmations, and hundreds, if not thousands, of people around the world are doing this affirmation now on a daily basis. And if you really want to be serious about it, you do this up to five times a day, or, you know, whenever you think about it or whenever you have a chance. And it's two affirmations. The first one you do for about a minute, which is 10 or 12 repetitions. And it's, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. The second one we do 3 times, Lord, fill me, same affirmation. But the radio version, we cut it down a little bit and do each 3 times. So here's the deal. You can do it with me. You can say it out loud if you're in a position to say it out loud with me. That's grand. You can say it silently in your head if you like, or you can not participate at all and not say it at all. It's totally up to you. So here we go. First one, 3 times. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Now the second one. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Whew. All righty then. We are official and now ready to start the show. So I think, why don't we get the recall out of the way? It is recall time again. Ah. There's our great funeral music. I love that. Alrighty, now this recall is being called right now a possible Tomlin dog and cat multivitamin recall. And so I'm sharing it with you in case you are familiar with this brand and feed these vitamins, Tomlin, T-O-M-L-Y-N, dog and cat multivitamin recall. This information I get from Susan Thixton and her emails, Truth About Pet Foods. And she said, and if you want to check that out, truthaboutpetfood.com is the website, and she does regular newsletters and releases, and this came out this week. And she said, the following has been provided by an anonymous friend who has provided multiple other recall announcements before they've become public. So that's why I'm saying this is a possible Tomlin dog and cat multivitamin recall. It says that Tomlin will be issuing a voluntary recall on the following products: Tomlin multivitamin chews for puppies, and then their multivitamin chews for small dogs, the multivitamin chews for medium and large dogs, the chews for senior dogs, and the chews for cats. And the reason for the recall apparently is a possible contamination of mites. So that's kind of unusual. Usually it's for salmonella or, you know, listeria or something like that. But this is a potential of possible mites in the product. So if you feed those, you might want to, you know, check with the company and or the store that you bought it from. So there we go on that one. Now, I want to tell you that you can find us on Facebook now. And what you do is go to Facebook and look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. That's I appreciate that. And that also will then, all the great stuff I post will come up on your timeline. And so I've been trying to tell you my favorites for the week, every week. There's some good ones. I did post the possible recall is on the Facebook page. If you need more information, you will find it there. In fact, look, it looks like it is the first post after what's on the show today. There's a delightful little story about a deaf child, a little girl, and who adopted a deaf puppy. And she's teaching it sign language, and it's very, very cute. A really, really neat story. Very informative video about some marimba, which are dogs that guard flocks, protect flocks, and how they are being transitioned now to protect wild penguins on an island. That's really cool. And then a really informative video about how Labrador retrievers, dogs are being used in zoos to build confidence with the cheetahs and make their life, a better. It really is really an excellent video and very informative. I think my favorite. There's some real ones I really like and so forth, but I've had to pick a favorite this week. It's a cute little video of a pet crow, and I say it's a pet because the video is in someone's kitchen, and the crow is feeding a cat and a dog. it's the cutest darn thing. And I do know that crows in the wild can live cooperatively with other animals. If you are a longtime listener here, you'll remember some of the shows that we've done with Helen and Bill Thayer over the years, our great adventure travelers. And they have told us some really incredible stories of and I think there are some of them are in one of their books, one of Helen's books. In fact, I think it's the one when they went up to the Yukon and lived with a pack of wolves in the wild for a year, and Charlie, their wolf dog, Inuit wolf dog that went to the North Pole with Helen, was their kind of liaison between themselves and the wolves. But what they observed over the times that they were there with this wolf pack were pretty amazing. And they did observe and describe a cooperative relationship between the wild pack of wolves and the crows that lived around them. And then they also related some stories about the cooperative relationship between polar bears and the wolves and the crows. And some really neat stories of how they would share food for one another. And often sometimes how they would catch food for each other. Really fascinating. Anyway, so this particular video didn't surprise me. The difference being, of course, is this is apparently, it must be a pet crow, because like I said, it looks like on the floor of someone's kitchen, and there's a bowl of food, and the the crow is picking up the food, taking it to the cat, giving it to the cat, and then giving it to the dog, sticking it right in their mouths. It's really cute. So I think that would have to be my favorite ones. But I want to tell you about some educational ones that are really, really great. There's some funny stuff, too, that I posted this week. A great horse rescue. But if you scroll down a little bit... And this one, I think, is probably one of my all-time favorites. I'm pretty sure I posted it before, but it's a video of a tabby cat, a neighborhood cat, who went to the neighbors and stole a big stuffed animal tiger. And it's almost as big as the cat is, but he's carrying this stuffed tiger... And the description on this video is that he carries it all the way home to his little secret garden place, and then they film him. He goes in there so he can play with this tiger, and then he starts wrestling and rolling with this stuffed tiger. It's just hysterical, but it's got to be one of the cutest videos I've ever seen. Scroll down beyond that. An incredible photograph. Have you ever heard of a rosy maple moth? It hasn't been photoshopped, they say that, and it's absolutely beautiful. It is bright yellow and hot pink, and then fuzzy like a moth. Oh, it's just spectacular. So now it's just below that, then you'll find this is a really fascinating little post to play with, because it brings up pictures of baby wild animals. Like the first one is a monkey, and then you click on it and it instantly shows you them as an adult, so you can see what baby animals turn into as an adult. So that's really cool. And then the one below that, which started me posting these videos, is a big green looking caterpillar, and if you click on this post, then pictures of different caterpillars come up, and you click on them, it turns it into the moth or the butterfly they turn into. And man, it's really good, and it's really fun to see these incredible caterpillars and then what they turn into, you know, the moths or the butterflies. It's really neat. So you can have some fun on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page today if you haven't gotten anything better to do and you want to some entertainment and education. Really neat to do those videos. But I had to pick the favorite. My favorite, because I think I've already posted before, the cat stealing the stuffed tiger and taking it home to play with. That was just too cute. But I really love the crow feeding the cat and the dog, so you got to check that out. All righty then. That kind of brings us up to time to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. So let's do that. It is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no us. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and stay right where you are. We will continue after our advertisers are taken care of with my little bit of follow-up, and then I'll get into the incredible Dr. Pohl story and share you all about that, and then we'll get to current events before the top of the hour. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all natural food, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why The Missing Link was created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a formula for just about everybody in an animal suit. There are three formulas for dogs, one that focuses on skin and coat, one that does hip and joint, and a senior formula that has the New Zealand green mussel in it. There is a cat formula, a wellness blend, which is a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, the like. There is a bird formula, and there's a poultry formula, and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to the company, check them out at www.missinglinkproducts.com, or give them a call at 1-800-774-7387.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard about our wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and just tell you, there's all kinds of great classes and stuff coming up, which are available either in Seattle at the East West Bookshop or at the Ananda Meditation Temple or Yoga Hall in Bothell. And I've got some exciting news, and because there's some great classes coming up on starting the three Thursday evenings beginning July 21st. The classes go from 7:30 to 9. These will be in Bothell. The Sacred Secrets of Hinduism and the Lineage of Yoga. And that's going to be taught by the head yoga guy for Ananda. That's Murali Venkatrayo, I'm going to have to learn how to pronounce his name, because the exciting news is I've just confirmed that Murali is going to join me in the studio the first Sunday of August. And I was able to see his presentation. It was at the dedication, I think, at the Ananda New Yoga Hall in Bothell just a month or so ago. And I was so impressed because I really don't know that much about Hatha Yoga, which is the physical yoga, and I've never done it. But I was so impressed with his explanation and demonstration and all of that. It made me want to do it. So I'm excited that he's going to be in the studio with us for the show first Sunday of August, and we're going to learn all about yoga. And Murali is Indian. Anyway, just a phenomenally wonderful guy, and I'm really looking forward to that show. And that will lead up to the Ananda Yoga Teacher Training Level 1 begins September 9th in Bothell. So you may want to check that out, too. And there'll be great classes coming up in August, The Healing Kitchen, Vegetarian Cooking for Higher Awareness. And this is going to be on four Sundays beginning August 7th. And that will be at the yoga hall in Bothell. And at 1 to 5 p.m., four Sundays beginning August 7th, based on the book, The Healing Kitchen, Vegetarian Cooking and Higher Awareness. So how fun is that? I think that'll be neat. And then you also heard just a little blurb about me and what I do, because when I'm not here on the air with you, I'm being an animal behavior therapist and trainer and working with people privately in their homes to help them understand their animals and resolve problems. And I just want to let you know that I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know have problems going on with your dogs or cats and need some help, it's always worth giving me a call, because I'll always talk to you for free to start with. And if I'm not the best person to work with you, I probably know who is, and I can send you on. And sometimes I can just solve your problems for free and quick, few minutes on the phone. I had a great session yesterday with a really wonderful couple that are ready to hatch a baby at any moment. And had a young adolescent teenage Doberman type rescue dog that was starting because the baby's ready to come any day. All of the family are coming to town, to help with the birthing and the new baby. And with all the new people coming in and out, this dog is about 11 months old and was trying to take over the planet and was starting to get, aggressive and barking and challenging and all of that sort of stuff. And they needed to get this all under control, like post haste. So I spent the afternoon with them yesterday, and we had a great session. And of course, the barking was under control, and dog was on his way to being a model citizen before I left. So a lot of out of control dog stuff I can help you get control of and be on top of the situation before we're even done with our session. So that's kind of really exciting. So if you are interested in me helping with you with your animal friends, if you'd like to see me on a private basis or do a free phone evaluation, you can give me a call. And the number to call would be 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. And, of course, I'm not there now, but you can leave me a message and I'll return your call as soon as I can. The other thing I should let you know, since I'm talking about me as a behavior therapist and trainer, your opportunity for even a longer time with me and for free would be next week here on Animal World, because it's going to be a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. We'll have open phone lines throughout the show, and you can call in with any of your behavior training or healing questions, and I'd be delighted to do my best to help you understand what's going on and get some resolution going. It'll also be your opportunity, if there's something on your mind, something about animals in the news or any kind of topic that you want to bring to the attention of our listeners, or you want to discuss with me, next week is the opportunity for you to call in about that. And today's discussion, my little feature here about the incredible Dr. Pohl story, may stimulate you to want to talk further about this. And of course, our opportunity will be next week, so be sure and join me next week and plan to call in with your behavior training and healing questions or anything else about animals that you want to talk about. So, okay, little bit of follow-up, because I'm going to be talking about, the TV vets on Animal Planet and Nat Geo Wild Channel. I have to say that My favorite show, I think you hopefully know this by now, My Cat from Hell, with Jackson Galaxy. There, they have run their season, and they are not currently airing. You'd have to catch up on the Animal Planet website if you wanted to see those shows, but they're not currently running. It has been a new season of Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, has been airing Saturday evenings at 8 and 9 p.m., followed by a new vet show this season, and that's called The Vet Life, which I've told you is about a couple of three guys that met in at vet school and became best friends, and then they moved all their families to Texas somewhere to start a veterinary practice. So it's a show about them and what they do, and it's an okay show. But Dr. Jeff's is absolutely has been my favorite recently, just because of the incredible job he does at truly serving, and the goal being providing quality veterinary care at very low cost. And boy, does he do that. He just is absolutely a blessing and a gift, and giving so much away and helping so many people afford the care they never could with their animals any other way. Many stories of homeless or very low income people that and animals that and even some families, you know, that animals, you know, get hit by a car or have you know, need surgery, especially orthopedic surgery for fractured legs or bones of some kind, and they're quoted thousands and thousands of dollars at by other veterinarians, and then they hear about Dr. Jeff and go to this practice, and they do it for, you know, a few hundred, if not much less than that, depending on the situation. But I'm just so impressed with how they serve. Well, and I kind of got into the as of last night, there were no Dr. Jeff shows on Animal World, so I'm assuming that last week was the season finale. So last evening, another vet show, a Dr. D, which is a lady vet up in Alaska. I was too busy. I didn't get to watch a lot of that, but that seems to be what's airing in the 8 and 9 p.m. slots now, followed by the Vet Life. And so that kind of leads me to what I'm going to chat with you about today, and which this is something that I find really disturbing and kind of a reflection of what's going on in our times. And I think I told you last week when I mentioned this that I just believe that the cost of veterinary medicine is just completely out of control. Now, and when I say that, I'm talking specifically about veterinary medicine. I mean, because this is Animal World and we talk about animal stuff. But, you know, I could probably make that statement about just about anything, that everything is overpriced and out of control. And, you know, it is becoming more and more difficult for us regular folks to be able to afford to do stuff. But I'm highlighting the cost of veterinary medicine, and I even fessed up, you know, last week and said, you know, I've got four cats that need dental work, and I can't afford it. And there are so many people I talk to that is the case. So I really appreciate these vet shows on Animal Planet and Nat Geo Wild, particularly because there's a couple of them that are doing things more similarly to how things were done in veterinary hospitals when I started working for vets, because I started working for the first vet when I was 15 and could get a work permit. So I was working for vets starting in the 60s and then into the 70s. And it wasn't the same world then that it is now. And veterinary medicine was much simpler and of course was much less costly, and of course a lot of it's in inflation and so forth, but a lot of it too has been the evolution of veterinary medicine in that and I kind of watched this transition happen, because like I said, I started when I was 15, and I'll just show you give you some perspective here. You know, I'm in my 60s now, so when I was 15, that was a long time ago. And like I said, that was back in the 60s. So I started working for my first vet in the mid 60s. And then I continued to work in veterinary medicine for close to 20 years and eventually got my degree in veterinary technology and all of that sort of thing. But I went from, I worked in several veterinary hospitals during that time. I did work for the first veterinary orthopedic surgeon in our area who was very, very good. And that's where I learned a lot about veterinary orthopedics and why I can say that I think Dr. Jeff is like one of the most phenomenal veterinary orthopedic surgeons I've ever seen. He's really, really, really good at that. But then the last veterinary hospital I worked at was kind of the state of the art of traditional veterinary medicine in the Seattle area. And I kind of watched a big progression taking place at that time of veterinary medicine changing from being the more simpler country version into more human quality level medicine. Meaning that the diagnostic equipment would get better and better and better, you know, and it went from hand-done X-rays or radiographs into the automatic computerized, you know, push buttons and the machine does everything, to specific surgical suites and then all of the supportive equipment to support patients under anesthesia and during surgery and all that kind of stuff, and then going to the extreme sterility, just like in a human surgical room, and quite dramatic. But in watching all of that and kind of participating that in my own career, I also watched the charges and that how much veterinary medicine was charging and what was costing the clients was incrementally rising related to all of these changes and the improvements in veterinary medicine. And, you know, I watched it get less and less affordable and cost more and more. And I really was disappointing when to watch the generosity disappear, because it would, you know, be really wonderful working with some of the vets and you know, somebody'd come in and they'd deal with their animal and what's going on, but it's, oh, while you're here, I'll trim their nails or I'll clean their anal glands or I'll do this for you, that for you. And, you know, you didn't charge for that. You just added it. It was part of the office call and you just did all of that. But then when it all started the raising to be more like human medicine, like the practice I was in ended up hiring an administrator and kind of overseer to look at all of this. And the first thing they started saying, well, you have to charge more and you have to charge for everything. And it really upset me because one of the vets I worked for at that time was very generous and did his very best to keep the cost down for folks and always gave something away in every visit. Well, the administrator would actually go into the exam room after he was done with the client and go through the trash and, you know, open the garbage can to see were there any, you know, dirty Q-tips or nail or what was in there. And then she'd, you know, come out and say he had to charge for all of this or to make sure. And it was quite frustrating. So that is what has led me to bring these stories to you, because this particular story, it involves the incredible Dr. Pohl, which is the veterinary show that airs on the Nat Geo Wild channel, and it generally airs on Saturday evenings. Now they go through seasons just like the rest of the shows, and sometimes they're running lots of these shows, and sometimes they aren't for a while. And gosh, I forgot to check last night and to see if they ran any last night. I apologize for that. I was just too busy. But Dr. Pohl it's a huge veterinary practice, and if I remember correctly, it's in the Midwest somewhere. And he's kind of like a country vet that's been in the business for a very, very long time. He's in his latter 70s, but man, has the guy got energy. And it's one of those practices why I think. I could be incorrect here, but I think I'm remembering because I've watched a lot of the Dr. Pohl shows, that I think they have like a clientele base of like 70,000 or something. It's like a huge, huge practice in the country. And they treat like, it's one of those practices, they treat anything in an animal suit. So they're doing domestic animals, they're doing exotic animals, but they're doing all the farm animals as well, and the goats and the pigs and the chickens and you know, the livestock and all that sort of stuff. So they're either doing it in their little, you know, little veterinary hospital, or they're out traveling out to the country. But I always loved the show because I love Dr. Pohl, and he was very similar to, you know, the first vet that I worked for, you know, back in you know, the 60s and stuff, in terms of being really creative and coming up with ways to resolve stuff. But it's a much more relaxed practice, that you don't see all the sophisticated equipment. You don't see the absolute sterile human, you know, quality, sterility and surgical suites and you know, and the caps and the gowns and the gloves and the masks and the shoes and all this sort of stuff on this show. But, you know, he performs absolute miracles in saving animals, and his clients absolutely love him. And it never occurred to me that the show would get him in trouble. However, just because it didn't occur to me doesn't mean it's not going to happen. And it's a pretty shocking story. So I'm going to have to take a quick little time out here so we can stay on time and take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And hopefully I've told you enough that you'll stay put, because as soon as we continue, I'm going to give you the whole lowdown about what happened to Dr. Pohl and where it stands now and why this leads me to be so concerned about our beloved Dr. Jeff. Anyway, so I will catch you up on all of that. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, July 17th, Winnie and I will be welcoming healer, medium, and Reiki master Leslie Slater to the show. She is truly amazing and will be sharing her gifts with us. Don't forget, that's the Jupiter Rising Show this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and I've promised you the incredible Dr. Pohl story, so here we go. The listener that brought this to my attention a few weeks ago said, you know, somebody's got too much time on their hands. I think this is really... a result of, you know, it's my opinion, of ego and jealousy, and I'll comment on this. But the article that was brought to my attention is entitled "Michigan Appeals Court Finds in Favor of Dr. Pohl, Overturns Disciplinary Action Ordered by State Regulatory Board in Relation to Negligence Incompetence Findings." Thought, wow, So what is this? Now, there's a photograph then of Dr. Pohl and his clients, a man and woman, and he's holding a Boston Terrier named Mr. Pigglesworth, and this is the case involved. Let's see. So disciplinary action taken against Jan Pohl, DVM, star of Nat Geo Wild's The Incredible Dr. Pohl, by the Michigan Licensing and Regulatory Association in regard to an administrative complaint filed against him in 2014. Now, let me I'll read you the details. The complaint filed by Eden Myers, DVM, who was concerned about the treatment of a patient featured on the television show, resulted in charges of negligence and incompetence at the administrative hearing. The patient in question, a Boston Terrier named Mr. Pigglesworth, had been hit by a car and suffered from lacerations, a broken pelvis, and an eye that was hanging from the socket. During surgery to remove the eye, suture the eye socket closed, and suture a cheek laceration, Dr. Pohl didn't wear sterile surgical attire. According to Myers' complaint, also at issue was the fact that Pohl's unlicensed son, Charles, assisted in the surgery, and that Dr. Pohl did not provide intravenous therapy to the dog during the surgical procedure or warming support in the dog's postoperative kennel, according to the complaint. In the appeals court decision, in which the judges refer to the curious case of Mr. Pigglesworth, the judge seemed perplexed that Pohl was reprimanded when the dog in question survived and its owners were happy with its care. They found that the sanctions imposed by the regulatory board were not supported by the evidence given. Quote, "We cannot conclude that the administrative decision in this case is supported by competent material and substantial evidence on the whole record. The evidence submitted does not establish a clear standard of care that respondent violated," the court's opinion states. Quote, "Given the numerous references in the proposal for decision that go outside the scope of the allegations in the complaint, references to items not in the record, and the hearing officer's own opinion as to the need for mandatory continuing education and a formal standard of care, it can even be said that the decision is ultimately arbitrary and capricious." Dr. Pohl, DVM, in a statement said, he is pleased but not surprised by the ruling of the State of Michigan Court of Appeals to overturn the findings of the Michigan Board of Healthcare Services. The ruling reaffirms what I have always known, that the care we gave Mr. Pigglesworth was appropriate and saved the dog's life. I continue to advocate for common sense, affordable vet care within the veterinary community. I am thankful for the support I received from the farmers and ranchers who are my clients, and for National Geographic Channel for standing with me on this. Well, anyway, I read all of this and I was just really disturbed. Because, you know, the obvious thing is what's happened here. We've got a veterinarian in private practice who's watching this show, watches this the way this dog is treated. And even though they saved the dog's life, the dog is fine, everybody's happy, this veterinarian watching the show took it upon herself to complain to the licensing board and veterinary board about the quality of care, saying that, you know, now I've never seen Paul do a surgery on air without wearing a mask and gloves and stuff, but, you know, he doesn't wear the full suits as most of the animal world, the TV vets, at least, you know, Dr. Jeff's practice, sometimes they completely suit up. They always scrub up, but they don't always wear all the stuff. At any rate, this veterinarian complaining about Dr. Pohl was actually successful in getting the licensing board to cite him a $500 fine, a year of probation, and that he had to go take continuing education to learn how to practice proper veterinary medicine. Well, thank goodness for the Court of Appeals that kind of looked at all of this and said, well, hello, the dog, he saved the dog. And the people are really, really happy. And they're, no, you know, what? Where are you guys coming? This doesn't make any sense. And I totally agree with the appeals board. But this is concerning in that there now is some scuttlebutt online, and especially with the comments that are being written by other veterinarians that, it's just not acceptable that these channels, Nat Geo Wild and Animal Planet, are airing veterinary shows that show incompetent veterinary medicine and giving people the wrong idea, and, you know, there needs to be a standard of care, and, I gotta read you here. There's a couple of veterinarians that write in comments on this. It's really a shame that the National Geographic and Animal Planet glorify substandard veterinary care. Just because the patient is an animal doesn't mean it's acceptable to practice poor medical practices. This isn't the 1800s before human doctors learned that washing your hands, wearing hat, gowns, and sterile gloves and use sterile equipment was the way to save human lives that died from post-surgical infections. Well, and I have to tell you, it's not, you don't have to refer back to the 1800s. Remember, I was working for vets in the 60s, and they didn't wear full surgical outfits. I mean, you know, they all scrubbed up and wore gloves and stuff, but we didn't see problems. And for the first thing, animals are far less susceptible to infections and all that kind of stuff than humans are. And so then this comment goes on to say, you gotta love this, why is it okay for Dr. Pohl to place his ungloved hand in a cow's uterus to pull a calf, but it isn't okay for a human doctor to place their ungloved hands in a woman's uterus? Well, first of all, a surgeon's hand wouldn't fit in a human's uterus, and you don't have to do that. You do have to do this with cows and with horses to reposition fetuses and you know, babies, and to pull them out and to save their lives. And sometimes, you know, you can wear stuff, and sometimes you can't. But for heaven's sakes, it's something that has to happen very quickly, and it saves the animal's lives. So, let's see. And why is it okay for him to perform surgery in an unsterile area without hat, mask, or anesthesia and a human doctor when a human doctor isn't? These TV shows give the impression that substandard medicine is okay as long as the patient lives. Affordable pet care is available without resorting to poor medicine, and hope that the pet is strong enough to survive or you get lucky. They should be ashamed of themselves for confusing and deceiving the public by airing shows like Dr. Pohl and some of the others seen on Animal Planet. Surely they're referring to Dr. Jeff there. So this veterinarian is upset, but they're really getting quite controlling. And here's the one that really got me. As a veterinarian, I would love to be able to turn legal decisions I don't like around. Isn't the reason to have professional boards to review professionals' performance by peer review? Who better to provide the best review of a professional than someone intimately involved in the profession? Dr. Pohl's medical care of the case in question is so far below any modern medical standard, it would be laughable if it were not so sad. Getting lucky with sloppy, dangerous care does not make it appropriate or acceptable. So my question is, does this set a new legal precedent to provide substandard care? Well, first of all, I've never in any of the shows seen any of these vets perform substandard care. And in fact, most often they provide above and beyond the call. And these vets, and that's why, you know, when this country was created, we've got the balance of power and the different balances. Well, that's why we have courts. No, you can't just be the veterinary boards and you guys control everything, because that's when it really gets to be Big Brother. And that's why there are courts to overturn ridiculous decisions like this. But it also is why I have a concern for, because, you know, I've seen similar cases and ways of treatments on the Dr. Jeff's show. So my concern would be, you know, who's going to start complaining about Dr. Jeff, and who are they going to complain to, and are they going to try to get him brought up on charges? And it really seems to be self-serving of and ego jealousy on the part of other veterinarians. And, you know, keep your eyes on your own plate. And if that's the kind of veterinary medicine you want to practice and do all that stuff, that's great. But it isn't, you know, we don't need to charge people and make them bad for providing decent quality veterinary medicine at affordable prices. And one of the things that makes it unaffordable is trying to make it human medicine. Well, it isn't human medicine, it's animal medicine. And yes, you can, there are. Anyway, so I just wanted to bring that all to your attention, and hopefully if something more materializes about any of the other TV vets, that I'll find out about it soon enough that we can, you know, at least voice our opinions and that kind of stuff. So, golly, there we go. And wouldn't you know, I've talked our way through most of this hour now, and I wonder, maybe I can get a quick current events. If we don't do the music, I bet I can get current events in. So anyway, just think good thoughts for Dr. Pohl. Think good thoughts for Dr. Jeff. And if you love those programs, do let the stations know that we appreciate them making veterinary medicine affordable for those of us that appreciate it. Okay, so let's see. Well, we got on current events. We've got some new things. Walk on the Wild Side going up at Northwest Stream Center in Everett, Thursday, July 28th at 7:30 p.m., limited to 10, so call for a reservation, 425-316-8592. Last day today of Kirkland Uncorked, which is raising money for Homeward Pet. It's the third annual. It's a three-day wine festival. Today is the third day. It is at the Marina Park in Kirkland. And over 75 wines, a tasting garden, and all-age street fair, live music. So you can head on over there if you are interested. We've got a new listing here. This also benefits Homeward Pet. The Craft Brew Pup Crawl will be July 30th. Experience four of Woodinville's top breweries. Tickets are on sale. Go to homewardpet.org. And then there in August, there's another event to support Homeward at Bark in the Park, Tuesday, August 16th. You can join Homeward volunteers, staff, and furry friends to watch the Everett Aqua Sox, and a percentage of the proceeds go to Homeward Pet. So www.homewardpet.org. We've also got the Homeward Pet Dog Walk coming up on September 17th. Paws Walk will be August 27th. That's at Marymore. And I think that'll cover current events. So we'll get that done. All right. Hey, look at that. Right on time. So we are going to close out hour number one here. We are then going to fire up hour number two. And then we're going to welcome back to Animal World, after a very, very long hiatus, the president of Nupro Supplements, Janice Gianforte, and you're going to hear the whole story of Neutro, and trust me, it is a phenomenal story, and you're going to be blown away by the quality of this, these supplements and so forth, and you'll really enjoy Janis. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.